We stay in South Africa for today's Geo Quiz. This is the late great South African singer Miriam Makeba. She's singing a well-known song in her native language, Xhosa. It's called the click song. Those clicks in Makeba's voice are a feature of Xhosa. It's spoken in several parts of South Africa, including the township just outside Cape Town that we're looking for today. During apartheid, black Africans couldn't live in Cape Town. They were relegated to areas like this township. Its name in Xhosa means our pride. So try to come up with the name of the South African township. We'll get the answer and meet one of South Africa's newest musical sensations later in today's Global Hit. For today's Global Hit, we head to a black township on the outskirts of Cape Town in South Africa. The township of Guguletu is the answer to our geo quiz. It's a place where kids grow up listening to hip-hop or house music. But Anders Kelto found four young men who took a different path.
Walking through the streets of Guguletu on a Saturday afternoon, you'll probably hear something like this. It's Mazzoli's, an outdoor barbecue restaurant that basically turns into a block party on weekends. Huge crowds of young people come here to eat, drink, and dance, while stray dogs feast on scraps. But if you continue just a few blocks up the road, you might be lucky enough to hear this. The Guguletu Tenors are one of South Africa's newest musical sensations. They're four young men, between the ages of 25 and 31, who grew up here in Guguletu. Most of their friends got involved with gangs and drugs, but the Tenors bonded over something more unlikely.
My idol, personal idol, is Luciano Pavarotti.
That's Mpendulo Yawa. He taught himself how to sing when he was 14 by emulating Pavarotti. His close friend, Loisa Dlova, had similar tastes. He liked the three tenors.
The great three tenors is my inspiration because when I started doing like opera, I was listening to them a lot.
Yawa and Dlova formed a group under the guidance of their high school choir director and began singing opera classics and operatic pop. They were later joined by Ngolani November and Siyabulela Xhola. One day, they were performing at a local concert when music agent Karina Brewer heard them sing. She says she was completely caught off guard.
From the guys that come from Guguletu, you sort of the perception that you would have is that it's going to be some kwaito or some hip-hop, but what came out there were the most amazing, raw, pure opera voices.
Brewer became their agent. In the years since, they've become stars at home. Now their first CD is available internationally. But Ngolani November says their success hasn't come easily.
It was difficult growing up in Nyanga, KTC.
He grew up in an informal settlement near Guguletu. His family lived in a metal shack with no running water or electricity. He says it was a dangerous place.
Because there were lots of violence, not only gangsterism and drugs, but even through the government, the old government system of South Africa.
Music was his outlet, but singing opera made it hard for him to gain respect, especially among his peers.
Yeah, you get teased and some will call you gay, some things like that. Yeah. Ah, you are a gay man, you must be a man, you can't do this kind of music, you see.
He and the other tenors sang for years without making any money. Their first manager stole from them, and their families often pressured them to quit. But they stuck with it. Now, their agent, Karina Brewer, says she couldn't be happier for their success.
Funny thing is, when they come to our office or when you meet them, what are they doing? They're always singing. Gotta go, guys, let's just talk for 5 minutes, please. And then they start, like, you can just see their feet start tapping and they start making harmonies, and that's the great thing, to just see them living their passion.
Che bella cosa in la giornata sole.
It's hard for the tenors to pick one highlight of their career, but they say it was probably when they performed opera songs, including O Sole Mio, for three special guests.
In front of Oprah Winfrey, Chris Rock, and Mariah Carey, when we sang for them, we humbled them and we made them cry. We made Oprah cry. We made her cry.
For the world, I'm Anders Kelto, Cape Town, South Africa.
Wonderful story. That's it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in.
Stand front, yeah, stand front.